Gentlemen, any questions?
Mr. Underwood, what are your impressions of Elvis Presley?
Well, this is a very good question, sir. Thank you. You see, from across the herring pole or pond, where, as you know, the great nation with goes back Abraham Linklater's Gettysburg and up to the end of Hearth, half the people, all or some of the time, has produced some very great exponents of the wasp waste and swivel hippie and kicking out the lever. I think Elvis was one of the first. I'm not saying about the military crowds where he went in the GI and so entertained for the whole country. Company for it, nothing like that at all, and he wasn't trying to get out of it. with your Elvis Presley and Wasp Waste and Swivel Hippie show you had, and I must say it showed it first self in pictures, the rhythmic contrapole of the wobbling of the hipper, sideways with the head and tilty, gave him that expression. Both also with a little doggy lub-like in the eyeball, which he conveyed to the smaller female of the species, coupled with his music, because he did trickly have fine on the strings, helped him along the Roma. It was in a moment of time when this fundamental expression came from him, you see. And there weren't many about then, you see. But he's quite young, isn't he? I'm very grateful for the question, sir, because I hadn't really visualised how a chap of his age could, shall we say, do a communique to the English-speaking people who stretched throughout the far flammers of the earth itself. But he came over here shortly after it was groped over there, but it came through. I heard it first of all on a record in the early Maudy. I was doing the shave it up with my razor blade, which of course is a safety one, and suddenly he did a little syncopole or a drop it and howl or something he did and caused a jerk over a pimp load, and I've been suffering ever since. But, thank you. I hope that answers your question, sir. Burpee Pardlow.
Mr. Underwood,
may I take left hand side goal first?